I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave us the breath of life, who asks of us in his word to love him first with our hearts, and our souls and our minds, and who reminded us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, with a continuous commitment to put and keep God first and as King of the British Virgin Islands. I invite you to gather with us at the Elise Thomas Downs in Seacow's Bay for the territory's national service of thanksgiving, prayer, and praise on Thursday, May 30th at 4 p.m. Earlier this year, on March 6th, this territory had its first national service of thanksgiving, prayer, and praise. And I did promise that this will become the norm as long as God grants your government the favor to lead you, for we put God first. As a government, we believe that it is important for us as a territory to petition God collectively and to stay in the grace of God to build up this BVI in a way that is pleasing to his sight. As we conclude a week of listening town hall meetings and begin a new week, I thank all those who have contributed ideas so far. It is important to stay prayed up as we join in one accord to heal our hearts, mend our relationships, and blend our differences in a time when we all need to take unconventional and intentional steps to reshape our future together. As a student of this world, I am often reminded that we need not lash out against each other, but embrace each other and remember that we have long been working to strengthen the BVI together. 1 Peter 2:17 reminds us that we must show proper respect to everyone. God gives us the power through his many acts of love to embrace differences and ensure unity among us as a people. That is why we are having a national service of thanksgiving, prayer, and praise on Thursday, May 30th at 4 p.m. at the Elise Thomas Downs in Seacow's Bay to have us come together to petition God to heal and recognize that difference is important to unity, and in unity there is strength. As I call on the people of the Virgin Islands to a national service of thanksgiving, prayer, and praise, I am reminded that we live in extraordinary times and times of extraordinary change. It is a time to reshape the way we work and the way we live. One thing must stay unchanging, and this is our faith in God. This commitment must be coupled with the love of our Savior, belief in the power of prayer, and our joy in giving thanks and praise to Him who is able to keep us and sustain us. I want to thank the Christian Council for its continued commitment and for partnering with your government to make sure that God remains the center of our joy as a territory. We invite praise teams from Christian denominations to be part of this praise and worship experience as we petition God for favor, blessings, wisdom, and discernment in facing and managing the affairs of this territory. I hereby make a plea that leading up to this service, we encourage everyone living in the BVI to join us in a 3-day prayer and fast commencing today, Monday 27 May, for the unification of all of us as brothers and sisters of the God of the Virgin Islands. I'm calling on pastors throughout the BVI to please open your doors to persons who may wish to pray during this period. I thank you in advance for coming together as one body in Christ, regardless of denomination, for we serve one God. When there is unity in the body of Christ, a people would be united and a country would be strong because the principles of God's word would become ever present in every corner, every sector of this economy. Also, I am encouraging employers to accommodate employees who wish to attend the service. My people, please do not miss this clarion call to collectively pray for unity in this territory of the Virgin Islands. For where there is prayer, there is praise. Where there is praise, there is strength. Where there is strength, there is unity. Where there is unity, there is God. And unity is strength, God's strength. 1 Peter 3:8 states that we should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other, love each other, Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. See you at the Ellis Thomas Downs in Seacoast Bay for the Territory's National Service of Thanksgiving, Prayer, and Praise on Thursday, 30th May at 4 p.m. Let us get ready for what is in our future, and let us ask God to take us through it as one body, one BVI, one people with a purpose. Our territory needs all the prayers going up. Prayers for a loving BVI. Prayers for a crime-free BVI. Prayers for protection for the BVI, especially from forces greater than us, but not greater than God. Prayers for a peaceful BVI. Prayers for a prosperous BVI. Prayers for the BVI to rely on God to see us through the difficult times and lead us to better days. This is my prayer. Amen.